Good morning, David. How are you? What are first things?
First thing is, it's cold out here, man. It's cold, all right? That's telling me that it's getting to be close to the end of this election. It's starting to get cold. It's, you know, we have I have on my phone the weather app, like everybody else does. It's like the most viewed thing on your phone. And I have various other cities I look at, as well as Seattle. And I know it's been snowing in Minnesota the last couple of days. All right.
Right.
Yeah. But the first thing today, second thing after the weather, is that, you know, there are moments in politics that you just don't see coming. All right. And where you're like, whoa, that was interesting. And sometimes it's really, really not good for the people you care about, like with the James Comey letter, which was 4 years ago yesterday. When it was dropped, or this year with the following audio and video clip. Roll it, please, Steve.
Well, just to be clear, I don't know why anyone in the great state of South Carolina would ever vote for Lindsey Graham. It's just outrageous. This is the guy who keeps saying, stay tuned. He said he was going to get to the bottom of Obamagate with the Judiciary Committee, which has been a year and a half, actually longer, of absolute inert response to these pressing issues of our day. And this is what, by the way, Donald Trump said of Senator Lindsey Graham back in 2016 while he was campaigning for the presidency in South Carolina. I believe that the president's words about the senator then apply today. He said, I think Lindsey Graham is a disgrace, and I think you have one of the worst representatives of any representative in the United States. I don't think he could run for dog catcher in this state and win again. I really don't. Other than that, I think he's wonderful. He's one of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen. The guy is a nut job. Graham has betrayed President Trump at almost every turn. He has betrayed the American people and his oath of office. He's done absolutely nothing to investigate Obamagate except to tell everyone, stay tuned, time and time again. Stay tuned. Senator Graham needs to be tuned out in South Carolina.
Wow. What crawled up Lou Dobbs?
Lou Dobbs is a nutcase on Fox News. We know that. The guy is far right, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, racially hostile, just crazy and bad. And if you took out what he's upset about is the fact that Graham has in the past at some point in time expressed openness to immigration reform. I'm not sure if Graham said something else about that yesterday or in the last 2 days. I don't really know, because something got to Dobbs. That was from last night, from yesterday on Fox News. Okay. And Dobbs, well, Steve, I just have to say, I didn't see me and Dobbs getting on the same page as part of my bingo card for 2020. Okay. So if you take out portions of that, like the references to this whole so-called Obama scandal, and to the kind of praise of Trump that's in there, if you take out those little bits, that's an advertising in kind donation to the Jamie Harrison campaign in South Carolina. That's an ad that if I'm Jamie Harrison, who has, like $4 billion from all the folks who've donated, because he actually has raised over $100 million in his campaign. And in fact, in the last month and a half, he's raised over $100 million. He has so much money. I would be running that clip forever in conservative circles to peel off a portion of Graham's vote. Now, is that vote going to go to Harrison? No, it's not. Where is it going to go? There is a third party candidate in the race who dropped out. He's a libertarian, dropped out about a month ago, but he's still on the ballot. All right. He's still on the ballot. And if that person takes 3 to 4% of the vote, that's a difference maker in a close election in South Carolina. So I'd be running that over and over and over again. Now, here's the thing is that Dobbs is crazy, but he is very wired into Trump. All right.
Right.
He and Trump really have like this mind meld. Trump will quote Dobbs not uncommonly in his Twitter feed. And then Dobbs completely amplifies Trump. So I just wonder what the hell he is like. This can't be far afield from something that Trump is thinking himself.
I guess, but aren't you, you're shooting yourself in. Well, one of the tweets that came along with this was said Republicans have a tendency to have a circular firing squad if you don't kiss the dear leader's ring.
Well, so Lindsey Graham is the villain. He's like the Robin to Batman in this story on the bad side. He's the right hand villain to Donald Trump's main villainy. And in 2018, the main right hand villain was Ted Cruz,
right,
in Texas. And Cruz had running against him Beto O'Rourke, and Beto was charismatic. He caught the energy and attention of young people in Texas, and he got the national zeitgeist on the Democrats. He hit the bullseye and raised all kinds of money. That's exactly what Jamie Harrison has done in South Carolina. He's a mid-30s guy, really a wonderful human being, and also an up-and-coming leader of the South Carolina kind of Democrats, African-American, representing a very large African-American population that votes Democratic in the state. And so he captured the heartbeat of many people nationally. In 2018, O'Rourke did not win, but he got within 2.7 points, percentage points. That body of folks that he mobilized in that election in Texas are now turning out in droves in this election. It's going to make Texas really, really close. He was a movement game changer for Texas. That's what's going on in South Carolina right now. Whatever happens, whether Graham gets by or Harrison pulls off the incredible upset, what you've got is a new body of folks in South Carolina who say, we're in. We're going to fight for this future, this country, and we're going to give it a shot, and we're going to work on this red state. In that state of South Carolina, the Dems already won in 2018 in the South Carolina 1st Congressional District. Joe Cunningham won, and that's the Charleston area. He's popular and looks pretty good for re-election. Cunningham does. So when you've got Cunningham plus Harrison, that becomes something. It's a 1-2 combination going on in that state. I think that plus Dobbs's in-kind donation here really makes it interesting. So the focus of this podcast this morning, first thing, is how you kind of like begin to turn the paradigms in certain states. You got to have these really incredible next generation candidates that capture the energy and the attention. There's got to be a villain last in 2018, it was Cruz. In 2020, it's Graham. And then you got to capture national attention and get the money to the resources to be able to do your work. And Jamie Harrison has captured that for sure. In this case, what Cruz did not have ever was this nudge from a right-wing megaphone. This time, it's there. Now, here's the kicker, Steve. Do you know what committee Lindsey Graham chairs?
Sure.
in the Senate? What's he chair?
Judiciary.
He chairs the fucking Judiciary Committee, okay? Which is, of course, advancing the Amy Coney Barrett nomination.
Yeah, Yeah, he's leading the way. He's the one who's made it happen.
Exactly. So not only – so he, of course, thought that that would win him the day, right?
Yeah.
Would win him the day among conservatives. It certainly lost him the day among Democrats. It has made him with a bullseye even bigger on his back politically. But it is certainly not seeming to win him much on the Democratic side. At least you could have seen Dobbs say something like, look, Graham's is horrible. He's been terrible. But here he is. He's coming through for my man, Trump.
Right? Yeah. So on the Republican side, people are they abandoning him? Is there any evidence of that?
Well, he's certainly not as popular as he was in the past. And the polls have shown that it's very, very close, he and Harrison. So I think that, you know, Graham is hoping, because the vote's coming Sunday, to close the debate on Barrett, and then the overall nomination vote is going to be Monday. Graham's hoping this is it. This puts him across the finish line in South Carolina. What will be really interesting is whether Trump, where does Trump speak here? He'll speak about Barrett for sure, but will he level some praise towards Graham? You would think so, but Dobbs's comments here out of the blue, and that wasn't like just an in passing reference, okay? That's not an in passing reference. In fact, Steve, I'd like to ask you to play that one again, okay? I'd like to ask you to play that again, because that's not just like an in passing reference to, hey, you know, Lindsey Graham hasn't been great. That is a minute and a half, that's how long that clip is, critique, blasting of Lindsey Graham. Can you play it again?
Well, just to be clear, I don't know why anyone in the great state of South Carolina would ever vote for Lindsey Graham. It's just outrageous. This is the guy who keeps saying, stay tuned. He said he was going to get to the bottom of Obamagate with the Judiciary Committee, which has been a year and a half, actually longer, of absolute inert response to these pressing issues of our day. And this is what, by the way, Donald Trump said of Senator Lindsey Graham back in 2016 while he was campaigning for the presidency in South Carolina. I believe the president's words about the senator then apply today. He said, I think Lindsey Graham is a disgrace, and I think you have one of the worst representatives of any representative in the United States. I don't think he could run for dog catcher in this state and win again. I really don't. Other than that, I think he's wonderful. He's one of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen. The guy is a nut job. Graham has betrayed President Trump at almost every turn. He has betrayed the American people and his oath of office. He's done absolutely nothing to investigate Obamagate except to tell everyone, stay tuned, time and time again. Stay tuned. Senator Graham needs to be tuned out in South Carolina.
I don't understand why they would do that, knowing full well that it's going to be used against them. It's sort of, they need Lindsey Graham to keep the Senate. Did they forget they were Republicans?
I have no idea why Dobbs did this. Look, you want to make this claim? Fine, wait 10 days, Lou Dobbs. Fine, wait 10 days. That would be the strategy if you're a Republican, right? Why would he run this now? Because look, that's the third time I've heard it now. I am absolutely certain that the Jamie Harrison campaign is running that probably already in conservative circles to discourage people from voting for Graham. So I don't know. But look, Lou Dobbs is not going to win the Nobel Prize. All right. the language that Trump uses about Graham is way worse than I would for probably most human beings. But I despise Lindsey Graham. And so first things today is that when they go high, to quote the immortal, incredible Michelle Obama, when they go high, today I'm taking Lou Dobbs' road. I think that's what she said. Okay, when they go high, we go where Lou Dobbs goes when it's against Lindsey Graham. So on this one, I want to see this running all over South Carolina. And I think this is the kind of little in-kind donation piece that makes a difference for winning a very close election. So, you know, Lindsey Graham is about to has advanced the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. Okay, fine. You know, that's a disrespectful, disgraceful thing that he's done. Even after in 2016, he said, "You can use my words against me. I will never do this same kind of thing. I will never bring forward a Supreme Court nominee late in an election. That's why I won't vote for Merrick Garland." That's what he said in 2016. Of course, he does it with Bear in 2020. Well, hopefully, we at least can beat Graham. That would make me so happy on election night. So happy.
You got some phone banking and texting happening, South Carolina teams?
Absolutely. Our team, Deep Red, is focused on really conservative states, and South Carolina, our work there for Cunningham in the first, for Harrison at the Senate, and also for Melissa Watson, an up-and-coming candidate in the South Carolina 7th. That's all part of Deep Red. Next Friday or Saturday, we'll be calling for Harrison. It's going to be everybody will be invited to call for Harrison in CP. We are going to on Monday morning send out an email that has a listing of like every single day a Senate campaign to do some work for. It's like our 7 days for the Senate kind of thing. Although it might be 7 plus 1 days. Harrison is going to be either Friday or Saturday next week. So yeah, we'd love to have everybody come. To finish up today, I'm going to be doing some phone banking this morning into Virginia. It's Virginia Action Day. And after I get home from my walk, I'll be doing that. And my 13-year-old son is signed up to join me on this. Now, I don't know if he'll keep the attention level throughout a couple hours of this. But he's signed up. We went through the script last night. We're calling against an initiative that is supposed to end gerrymandering but isn't going to. It's actually a fiction, and so we're going to call against it in the state in support of a partner or new Virginia majority who wants us to call. And so he and I went through the script last night, and we learned about gerrymandering. He called it gerrymandering. I was like, okay, you gotta, it's gerrymandering, and what is it? And I explained to him how lines are drawn. And then I showed him a clip from Kansas of the state senator there talking about doing gerrymandering after the 2020 census. So he's fired up. So we're going to do this together because it takes everybody in this election. Everybody.
All right. I'm ready to go. Fired up, ready to go.
Fired up, ready to go. Let's go, man.
Let's go. Have a good day. Let's get to work.